You are now listening to Jess's Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jess's Lit. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I hope everyone is doing well. But yeah, a couple days for me recently have been all over the place. You know, I've been suffering with some eye pain. And some, you know, the common cold, I think, for about a week. But I am feeling much better now. My eye is recovering. And, you know, during the process of just the whole suffering of pain and the cold, I realized the importance of keeping a well-being lifestyle and being healthy in general. So I am getting lots of calls and notifications saying that a lot of my peers and friends are getting sick and are sick for quite a while. And so please stay as healthy as you can. And I hope everyone is in a better mindset and health state in the future. But yeah, today is an exciting day. We are continuing off from our last episode. For the folks who did not tune in last episode, I went over the Book of Poems, Expressions from Our Youth. It is a collection of the winning poems and honorable mentions by children and youth from grade 4 to 12 living in the Greater Toronto Area. And this collection has been quite old. It's been, I think, about 10 to 15 years old. And so the people or the children who wrote these poems then are now adults, but I felt like it was a very compelling piece of work, and all the poems that were read last episode were extremely advanced. And I'm mentioning this again, but, you know, even adults and poets, in my opinion, should, you know, read this, and there's always so much to learn from everything here. But yeah, I think we last episode went over the primary grades, 4 to 5, I think. But today we will touch issue on some grade 7s, 8s, and possibly a little older if we do have time. But yeah, it's, again, for the people who did not tune in, it's about war and the refugee situation in Canada and just their experiences with the whole issues of war and refugee in relation to Canada and the homelands of the poets and the children. And so it is very interesting, so please get excited for that. And also, in between the readings, I will play some songs just as, you know, as a refresher, and we will play one before we start this whole thing. But today's main focus, or main artist that I have chose to focus on, her name is Tess Anderson, and she is a Vancouver-based singer, and her name has become very prominent recently. She has grown up in Victoria, and her debut in the music industry began at the age of 12. And while she was training as a vocalist and pianist, she began songwriting as a form of self-expression. And she relocated to Vancouver in 2016 to pursue her career and has just popped off ever since. Her first album, her debut chill pop EP Onward, was released in the August of 2021. And that garnered 25,000 streams in its first month. So please check her out, Tess Anderson, if you guys have time. But I have 3 or 4 songs from her on my list. So I will start off the show with one of her hits. It is called Gaslight by Tess Anderson. And yeah, we will start off. Here we go.
Yourself now for too long, you don't even know which words are right or wrong. Been telling stories that you can't keep. sleep straight. Now we know that it's all just fake. You're staying, I'm staying. Quit wasting all my time. You're playing, I'm bailing. Give me some peace of mind. I'm not staying quiet. There's no way to hide it. Give this up, quit crying. You made your bed to lie in. Truth will start a riot. Can't you hear the sirens? Never magic nighted. You pour the gas, I'll light it. I've been letting you get away with everything. Blank faced, erased, you don't know what you did. Getting tired of the sleepless nights with your mad eyes burning through my mind. You're choking, reloading, trying to take what's mine. You're fighting, gaslighting, cross one too many lines. I'm not staying quiet, there's no way to hide it. Give this up, quit crying. You made your bed to lie in. Truth will start a riot. Can't you hear the sirens? Grab a magic lighter. You pour the gas, I'll light it.
That was Gaslight by Tess Anderson. So, without wasting any more time, let's move on to the poetry readings. So, I'm not quite sure where we left off yesterday, or not yesterday, our last episode. But, yeah, we'll just start off with a poem. She did attend St. Gabrielle Lallement School, then grade 8. Then age 12, and she received a second place prize. And this poem was written in 2009, and I did not mention her name. Her name is Sherubin Tara Theva Maro Rathan, if I pronounced it correctly. And the poem is called Through the Eyes of a Refugee. I hear the fear in her voice when my mother tells me it's a new start, a better life. I should be relieved that I am leaving this place, that I am going somewhere, quote-unquote, safe. It is so hard not knowing where I'm going, but knowing where I come from feels much worse. I wonder who I'll be, or who I'll meet. How will I communicate? Will I make any friends? Where will I sleep? Why am I so frightened of what is supposed to be a better life? It is so hard not knowing where I'm going, but knowing where I come from feels much worse. I am a coward, running away from my fears. I am running away from the only life I have. No, I am not a coward. I am brave. I am turning away from wrong. I am doing what's right. It is so hard not knowing where I'm going, but knowing where I come from feels much worse. Great implementation of wordplay here, and the repetition of it is so hard not knowing where I'm going, but knowing where I come from feels much worse, really, I think, matches well with her content. A compelling piece of work. Our next one is from Calvin Wu. Was from Dawnview Middle School, then age grade 7, age 11. He received a third place prize, and this was written in 2011. The poem is called Why We Long for Home. Why we long for home. Why we left the place we roam. Why we hear the cries at night. Why we long for something in the light. Why we long for home. We left the land, the gunshots sounding, leapt out of the plane, our hearts now pounding. Allowed in with ease, we are now in peace. Why we long for home. A simple poem, but a very meaningful poem. I loved how he questioned a lot of the issues and questions that Calvin had in his mind. A simple but deep poem if you read it carefully. Next poem is from Kaylin Beard. Was from Homeland Senior Public School, grade 7, then age 12. And this poem was also a third place winner, written in 2010. It is called I Am a Stranger, But for That One Smile. I am a stranger in this place, where my family has run to. They whisper behind us, but I hear them. Why talk, when no one can understand? The language that I speak? Why learn, when I cannot understand, the language they teach in? Why try, when they do not know me, when I am alone? Why not quit? I almost do, but for that one smile that is given by the teacher who is trying to help, and sometimes succeeds, the one smile that keeps me in this place, trying as I can for that one smile. A really heartwarming poem, Kaylin. I really liked how he kind of questioned the things that, you know, normally kids would kind of question, if you guys know what I mean. You know, sometimes as when we were younger, we tend to question things that we seem like it doesn't make any sense. But if you think about it as an older adult, as a more mature human being, it comes to you as common sense. And so when he's kind of questioning, you know, why do I have to talk when, you know, no one can understand me? You know, as a kid who's going through those struggles, I completely understand why a person would think that way. But in reality, that kind of questioning should not, you know, it's okay to question, but that sort of attitude should not be the one driving your life. You know, people should try and understand each other's languages and to be more open-minded with others. And for oneself to be more open-minded, I think is an important aspect to take off of here in order for, you know, war to be mitigated and for people to just get along peacefully and lovely. The next poem is from Ariana Yume. She was from University of Toronto Schools, grade 8, then age 13. This one received a third place prize and was written in 2009. It is called Escape. Stepping into feet that aren't my own, I leave barren streets, ransacked homes, tear-streaked faces and calloused hands, presently inhibited in unknown foreign lands. Living in exile, fleeing from those who discriminate, just because I'm different they try to eliminate. Distinction between races, religion and nationality, segregating due to age, gender, views on politics and society, and sociality. Now, I'm always depending on others for food, clothing and security, unable to get recognized as a person with equality. Made of flesh and bones as a human, I am similar to you. Why can you only see trivial things, but not what's really true? I may be unable to speak for myself, but I too have human rights. All this persecution has caused my people plights. Poverty, sickness, traumatic lives, a pain that stabs me with 1,000 knives. Constantly escaping and accepting the hate, why is this the outcome of a refugee's fate? All the world's burdens are compressed down here to the oppressed victims who once lived with fear. Really advanced poetry. I really loved how she used different rhyme schemes to express her feelings of just the struggles that refugees face in the real world. And just the whole wordplay and the management skills of placing each words with each sentences was really advanced. And Ariana, great work. And wow, I believe third place, huh? And I think this deserved first place, but let's keep moving on. We are now done with grade 7 and 8s, and we are now entering the realms of grade 9s to 12s. This poem was written by Lily Lee Zhang from Don Mills Collegiate Institute, then grade 11, then age 17. And this one received a first place prize and was written in 2011. This poem is called Journeys. She was a dancer before they came, and replaced the jingle jangle of her tambourine with the tom-tom of war drums, creating discordant harmonies against the hoarse voices screaming of divine will as they burn the straw-thatched house row by blazing row until nothing was left but charred skills and sated flies doing loop-de-loops under the summer sky. Quote, a picture-perfect postcard from hell. He was a teacher before knowledge was treasonous, and a taste for literature was rewarded with bullets and bayonets piercing. Hearts feeble from days spent writhing in torture chambers, pressed to lead more lambs to the slaughter as if the spies installed at every street corner could not provide enough fuel for the gluttonous bonfires and the murderous mobs. Quote, both books and bodies become ash in the end. Strangers are safe when friends carry rifles, and family is strewn in pieces across the blood-soaked square, so they come with heads bowed low and hands collapsed tight to disappear into the dizzling rainbow of a nation settled by diaspora, this mosaic of shattered homes and splintered bones. Quote, in time, dreams will exist again. Now, I'm not sure if you guys notice, but what I'm noticing is that there is a gradual progression of skill in writing as the ages progress up, which, you know, is obvious, but it's really interesting to see how advanced and just how kids and people evolve as they get older and mature and, I guess, learn how to express themselves in a more articulate manner. But this is definitely, in my opinion, deserving of a first prize. I really loved how I tried to kind of explicitly express the line breaks to y'all, but it was a little harder to kind of verbally show it. But when you read it, the line breaks that occur with each sentence is a little unique in a sense. There's a lot of line breaks that occur in the middle of a sentence. But again, it was purposely done, and I think it added in just a bit more spice to the overall content of the concept and the intended meaning of the poem. So, loved it, Lily Li Zhang. Next one is from Anna Zhu, was from Mark Garneau Collegiate Institute, then grade 10, age 17. This one also received a first place prize and was written in 2010. It's called Losing Identity. Look around, miles of flat field stretching into the horizon and beyond into a world without fence. But I'm here, in a world with no escape. Trapped, I speak like a parrot, obey as a well-trained hound, a rotten tomato disguised as a shoe, out of place, forced to fit in. Dream catchers clasp onto my little thoughts, ill thoughts, giving me tranquil, dreamless nights. Pity it couldn't catch me, leaving me in brutal reality. A once comforting current carrying countless colors, now a mere stream of useless blue, creamy deer hind, cozy coat, switched to savvy jeans and t-shirts, common rituals, giveaways, rolled into weekly Sunday prayers. Slowly that native brown fades, and from head to toe I feel a bleach white silently sleeping, seeping in. Who am I? Great poem from Anna Sue. Now, before we move on to further read poems, I will take a little break with another song from Tessa Anderson. This one is called Need. And right after this song has been played, I will play some PSAs, show promos, and some ads. And so it'll be a longer break, but we will be back after the song and ads with more compelling poems to read. So yeah, I will be back. Tune in.
I'm no good at eating, I'm the worst at sleeping, I'm not taking care of me, I'm just wasting away, watching everybody, looking like they're on a TV, stupid as a sheep does, it's dumb feeling.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Campbell Bay Music Fest is a small music festival held in a beautiful waterfront setting on Skithek, or Main Island, in British Columbia's Gulf Islands. We present emerging artists in a diverse array of genres and have a simple mission: bring musicians and music lovers together for a really, really good time. We feature multiple genres with a focus on progressive music and music rooted in folk traditions, and we always aim to have something you've never heard before. Campbell Bay Music Fest runs June 21st to 23rd, and the artist lineup includes Madeline Roger, Medusa, Pony Girl, Rozier, Talal McBriar, Ila Bamba, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale now at www.campbellbaymusicfest.com. That's CAMPBELL, campbellbaymusicfest.com.
Unit Pitt Society for Art and Critical Awareness is excited to present the third and final iteration of our seasonal solar sonic project, Sound of the Sun, guest curated by Jefferson Alade. Sound of the Sun Volume 3 meditates on the cyclical nature of solar movements and our relationship with the sun, again in flux as the days lengthen. The project invited 10 artists to observe, respond, record, and retell their experiences through a variety of audio-based methods. Together, the playlist reverberates around and through a densely populous world, culminating in a noisy and ambient introspection on the oddity of the sun's singular presence. Released as both a limited edition cassette and a SoundCloud playlist, Sound of the Sun Volume 3 features tracks from Imix, Robin Jacobs, Matt Nish Lapidus, Thomas Evdokimov, Anju Singh, Marian Thodas, Han Pham, Edith Skeard, Jen Yakimovich and Enkidu the Companion, Sam Meadall, and Joel DiStefano. A free SoundCloud playlist will be linked on our website and social media. Cassettes will be sold for $15 each, available for purchase at our Catalano Gallery or via Unit Pitt's online shop. You can also tune in to CITR 101.9 FM on Friday, June 21st at 10 a.m. to hear a guest playlist curated by Jefferson Alade. This project is supported by Canada Council for the Arts and the Shimka Centre's Arts Apprenticeship Network 2024 program. This PSA features a clip from Thomas Evdokimov's original track, Alien Harps 2024.
Welcome back to Jess is Lit. That was Need by Tess Anderson and some PSAs, ads, and show promos. We will get right on to our next poetry reading. This one is also from Anna Sue, from Mark Garneau Collegiate Institute, then grade 9, then age 14, receiving a first place prize, and was written in 2009. Oh, I think this was a year before, when Anna, the poem we read before, Losing Identity, was Anna when she was 10, and this one, the poem called Awake Dreaming, is from Anna when she was grade 9. So, wow, she received first place prizes back-to-back years. But let's give this one a read. I clutched onto my daughter, snuggled against my chest, her warm, shallow breath comforting, hunched over, hundreds of us quivered in sync. No doubt, the night became marked with indelible ink. The shooting paused to take an air break. I listened. I don't know. What's scarier, the crackling gunshots' laughter or the sucking silence after? In my arms, my daughter slept, ever so content, igniting a desire that burned within me. They want to be free. Overwrought of injustice, as the rich flee in search of havens, buying their freedom, the rest of us trapped, long forgotten by even the saints, flowers of zinc corrode away, which no one cares to repaint. Peace, pray the souls under the tent, in hushed voices, never dared we express the truth, our most genuine thoughts. Nor have we ever been to school, been caught, just as crowds of yellow ants wait under sheets of layered clouds for the sun to reappear and warm their tender, crisp bodies. So we long for rights and freedom, to do ourselves just. Then will I savor the aroma of free speech and its aftertaste in the following silence. Great piece of work by Anna Sue. Our next one is from Alice Jun, from Havergal College, then grade 10, age 16, receiving a second place prize, and this poem was written in 2011. It's called Silent Cries. Reeking of old fish and dried blood, he stands alone, playing tug-of-war with a worn fishing rod, its shape etched into his calloused palm, his once smooth face now buried in deep wrinkles, gazes at the distant horizon as he waits. With the jerk of the handle, he begins winding the reel, but pauses as he catches a glimpse of his past, a part of himself he had long tried to forget. The fish dangles desperately, wriggling to unhook itself from the spring pulling it from above. Like a marionette controlled by a puppeteer, he had been manipulated. He was given no choice but to play the role of a man, blind from the propaganda of strong powers, deaf from the piercing lies of forces so high, but also mute, having no voice. The flood of memories slowly drowns the fisherman, but suddenly he remembers a hand that reached out to him, shining as his single strand of hope. Likewise, the man quickly clenches the fish and unhooks it, watching it swim away into deep waters, coming from its mouth not an inescapable string, but a joyous cry of freedom. Great storyline, Alice. This person really did a good job of making a poem into some sort of a sort of prose story-ish kind of sense. I had a really enjoyous time reading this. Next one is from Joshua Colin Pereira, from Cardinal Newton Catholic Secondary School, then grade 9, age 15. Joshua received a second place prize, and this poem, My Life in America, was written in 2010. Yo, 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 I come from Africa. There's some bad stuff going on in my country, dog. I wish the government can just leave us alone. I was all dressed ready for school, but I keep forgetting that there is no school. Aw, man, aw, man, aw, man. I was really thirsty. I was trying to find some clean water, but all I can find is dirty water. Yuck, yuck, yuck. I was really hungry. I got my cash, but I keep forgetting there's no McDonald's or pizza. Nova, Nova, Nova. So I grabbed my weapons and started heading out. Then when I came back to my hut, I was tortured and beaten. I jumped on a plane and headed for the great white north of Canada, where there is good water and freedom. I now go to school at Cardinal Newman, but I still get beaten down by Mrs. Taylor. She's funny as a hyena in my hometown. So now that you know about my life in Africa, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I'm glad to share my rapping poem with you, as Canada is always there for you. A really unique poem from Joshua here. He used a lot of, you know, just kind of informal slang terms that I guess he would use as a African in his hometown and just as a kid in general. And just good, cool repetition of words that he used. And just a lot of, I liked the imagery in the poem. And he used a lot of strong words such as beaten. He was being beaten in his homeland. And the last line as where he says, Canada is always there for you, was very deep in a sense for me. But yeah, overall, a good poem from Joshua. Next poem is from Hina Gallone from Emily Collegiate Institute, then grade 11, then age 16. She received a second place prize, and this poem, He Wept, was written in 2009. All alone he stood, outlined in the shadows of the moon, with the tears only an innocent child could shed. He wept for the world that had long ago forsaken his destiny. He wept for the mother that never held him close and called him son. He wept for the father that those men that called themselves hero had taken. He wept for the sister they had raped in front of him as if it was a game. He wept for the brother that had turned his back on him to become one of them. He wept for the grandparents that were lucky enough to not see the day their family would be torn to pieces. He wept for the friends that he would never get to tease or laugh with again. He wept for living and seeing the day they had to leave. He wept for himself, for never again would he have a family, a home, and someone to love him as much as they did. He wept because God had forsaken him, and never again would he be that same little boy. A really, really deep piece of poetry here. Goes really deep into the tragic experiences that, you know, these people face. You know, where it says, never again would he be that same little boy. Just the whole traumatic experiences and situations that these poor people have been through really puts into perspective of the blessings that many people have in these places such as Canada. And, you know, just heartbreaking that humans have to go through these tragic happenings. But it really gives us a sense of the realities of people who suffer as refugees and people who are in these countries where these things are happening. Next poem is from Millie Wang from Mark Garneau Collegiate Institute, then grade 11, age 17. And this one received a third place prize, written in 2011. It's called Home. I come from a house of crumbling stone walls, where the ceiling stretches up to the stars in the sky. No windows or doors to speak of, no marble pillars of support, no safety or warmth, only a place to stay. When I was young, I used to long for a house with four walls and a roof glass window that let in the sunshine but kept out the wind, wooden doors and marble pillars, and a heater to keep us warm. But time has passed, and I have grown. I no longer seek that futile dream. For though the battles still rage endlessly outside, I am safe. Walls built from bricks of courage, a ceiling laced together with hope, no windows or doors, only my eyes and tears, no marble pillars of support, only Mama and Papa, no need for heaters, for our love is enough. This is not just place, it is my home. Good piece of poetry by Millie Wang. Now, before we move on, I have another song from Tess Anderson, and this one is called Never Seems to Fade. So we will give this one a listen. Here we go. That was Never Seems to Fade by Tess Anderson. Our next poem is from Shraboni Biswas from Turner Fenton Secondary School, then grade 12, then age 17. This one received a third place prize and was written in 2010. The poem is called A Familiar Place. We run, not looking back on the place. The memories, the music of the familiar wind through the trees. Uncertain it is, certainly. In a dark, locked room, we cannot speak. No, not a word. They are coming. One cannot stand up against them. Do we not deserve? Look, we have two hands, 2 feet, a heart, a mind. 'Tis the same as you. We live. The strange light, the innocent fingers, reach for it. We can speak again. The beginning of a new life. Oh, how we miss the music of the familiar place. I really like this poem. It definitely gives hope to the readers that positivity is coming your way. And it gets us to think about, you know, sometimes we sort of lose place of where we are at and who we are as a community and individual. And what Shraboni is, I think, trying to express here is to just, in a metaphorical sense, but also literally, you know, look, we have 2 hands, 2 feet, a heart, and a mind. Just look at the basic things that you acquire and the basic things that we have as humans and embrace them. And we are able to, for example, talk. We are able to get together as a group, do those things, do the things that we have naturally and we acquire naturally. And we will be able to, quote unquote, the beginning of a new life, begin a new life of positivity, peace, love, and reconciliation. And so a really deep but simply written, I think, but a really deep poem, and I really loved reading this Shraboni. The next poem is from Yanina Ahumada. She was from James Cardinal McGuigan School, then grade 10, age 16, receiving a third place prize, written in 2009. It is called The Asylum Seeker. Asylum Seeker, the caption below the picture. Picture that took my breath away for a second, closed my eyes for another, and in the same second, my eyes closed. A single water drop from my eyes to my chin, the single drop cut like a razor blade. In that tear, in that second of her untold words became so clear. Out of thousands, her face jerked. She had a shelter, but not a home. Not a shelter for long. This new land was unknown. Forced to this unknown land, her culture was lost, her family forgotten, her baby was ravenous. But she had nothing. But through her eyes she spoke, and she had hope. Hope that this land would be a start and not an end. Great poem from Yanina. We are scrolling down to more poems. Now we are moving back to the youth, grade 4 to 6, and these are the honorable mentions. I think we have gone past the first, second, and third place prizes, and now we are moving on to honorable mentions. But I will start the honorable mentions sometime later. I think I will do this in our next episode, because we did run out of time. But yeah, I just want to just kind of talk with you guys and kind of engage in how we are doing with life. You know, we have been reading some deep emotional poems lately, and I guess just like a motivational speak, kind of. I rarely do this, but I think it's, you know, necessary to end today off with, you know, just some comforting talks with hope, because I have been sick and my eyes have been in pain for a while. A lot of my peers and the people around me have been sick. And my whole family has been sick. Jeez. Yeah, so I think it's just really important that people persevere and work hard with their goals. But on top of that, I think none of those things would be possible if you are not physically and mentally healthy. And so whoever you are, to the people listening and to the people all over the world, I hope that we all as humans and as A group of people prioritize our physical and mental health as the most important thing, on top of any other goal or whatever you have in mind. Please try to stay as healthy as possible. And a lot of people, I think, forget the mental side of being healthy. A lot of men, I believe, struggle to, I guess, cope with mental health compared to women, in my experience. And so please, if you are going through anything, never just suppress it by yourself. Always ask for help and reach out verbally, because, you know, we are always, if you are a decent human being, you are always willing to help. And so please prioritize health. Never stay quiet. Please reach out to the people around you. And yeah, I am sure that if we are, you know, well built and healthy, anything is possible in the world. And I think this was a, you know, a good conversation to have before we wrap things up. But yeah, it is time to wrap things up. It has been it has been a great show today. I had some great compelling poems. And please check out Tess Anderson. She is a local Vancouver-based artist. Her songs really touch deep with the heart. And so I hope you guys check her out if you guys have time. But yeah, next episode, we will continue on with more poems, specifically honorable mentions, starting from grade 4 to 6. And so I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, a great rest of your evening. The sun is shining, so please take advantage of the sunshine. I will see you again next week. Have yourselves a fabulous, healthy Tuesday evening and week. Thank you all. Bye-bye.